From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe adopts a plan it hopes will ease the migrant crisis. European Union Interior Ministers meeting Tuesday in Brussels approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote over the objection of several members will be presented to a summit Wednesday of EU leaders. The UN Refugee Agency said the stream of migrants is so large the quota plan may be unworkable. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming called for improved reception centers in Greece and Italy.
There would be a robust capacity to receive people, to provide them with assistance, and you see many people coming with medical issues, with just the clothes on their back, with small children. Then they would be registered, screened, and designated for relocation if they meet the criteria.
Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. In Burkina Faso, a tense standoff between the presidential guard and army following last week's coup could ease with the signing of an agreement to disengage and withdraw from the capital. Meanwhile, heads of state from West Africa will travel to the country on a peace mission Wednesday to restore transitional president Michel Kafando to power. Cadre Désiré Ouédraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to deploy military and humanitarian observers in order to monitor the respect of human rights in Burkina Faso. They have also invited the chairman of the authority in liaison with the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria to initiate a political dialogue among all the stakeholders in Burkina Faso.
Coup leader General Hubert Diendéré said he'll hand over